Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
And thank you so much for joining us. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. It's 4 p.m. Eastern, live right now, broadcasting around the world on CUTV News Radio. It is Monday, September 18th, 2017. This broadcast is also being recorded and archived, so you'll have an opportunity to hear it again and again on our websites, as well as on iTunes and Stitcher, and so much more. Thank you again for joining us. Very busy day of shows today, and we hope your day is going well, and we are continuing our in-depth and thought-provoking and also very motivating conversation and series with our very special guest, Barbara Hardy. Now, I'm not sure if you are familiar with Barbara or you've been following along with the incredible conversations we've had with Barbara, but she really is a very fascinating individual. She is the founder of Angel Connections, where she actually helps people to solve the challenges that they are experiencing in life. And she does this in a unique way with input from the angelic realm. Now, we've been explaining what that means. So if you hear me say the angelic realm, well, what is that all about? I never heard of that. Barbara's been doing a beautiful job in our conversations in explaining and detailing what that really is. She helps her clients connect with their spiritual self, as well as what she calls their heavenly helpers, guardian angels, archangels, spirit guides, and ascended masters. An ascended master is a person who has raised their vibration to a sustained frequency of light, to become self-realized, and to serve humanity. And according to Barbara, every single person on this planet has the exact same soul's purpose, to raise their vibration and to become an ascended master. According to Barbara, within every individual soul purpose is a life's mission, an agreement that has been made before we incarnate into our physical body, of what your soul has to accomplish in this lifetime. And as you begin to fulfill your life's mission, you will raise your vibration. Barbara has said with us on these episodes that really it is an awakening process. When you reach out to your spiritual awareness and allow that to come into you, after that, the next step is ascension. There's no better feeling than when you're at peace with yourself. When you reach ascended mastery, life becomes easier. The struggles you used to have drift away. If you're listening to our show right now, and it sounds like you could really use a dose or two of Barbara Hardy and Angel Connections, well, then this is the show for you, because she can help you. She's an expert. She's been doing this for years. She's worked with many people of all different backgrounds, all different situations in their lives. And it's a pure process, and it's an authentic process. And she's there to guide and to help. Her website is angelconnections.com. That's angelconnections.com. We'll mention that again during the tail end of the show as well. But the shows always go by very fast. So let's dive in. We've got a lot to chat with Barbara about. Let's welcome Barbara Hardy back to CUTV News this week as we continue our Monday series with her here live on the air. Barbara, thank you so much for joining us once again. I know it's always a busy day for you today and a busy Monday. So thanks for joining us and welcome back. Hope you had a good week.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. Yes, the weeks are going by like days. You know, all of a sudden it's Friday and you wonder where Monday went. So,
yeah.
But anyway, I'm glad to be here with you.
Already.
I know it. Oh, yes, I know it.
That's right. That's where you got to savor and seize and appreciate every single moment.
Exactly.
As far as topics and specifics, we've been talking a great deal about a lot of different things. What are some of the things that you're working on now that you're most excited about? What are some things that you're feeling, that you're noticing about the world, about the positions that we're in right now, about society? What do we need right now that you can help people with? Some of the things maybe that you're working on now that are quite exciting, and maybe even revelations for yourself.
Well, again, forgiveness is a big thing. That was one of my life lessons, and it wasn't easy to learn, but once I learned it, oh my God, there was such a big weight lifted from my energy, and life got a whole bunch better. And I've been working with some people on helping them to forgive situations in their lifetime, and you know, some of them actually say they'd rather die than forgive someone who has hurt them, but what they don't realize is that's the key for them releasing it. So they benefit more from forgiving someone else than the other person. And even if the other person sometimes doesn't even know that they hurt someone, usually when you hurt somebody's feelings, it's a perception on the receiver's part. Depending on the mood that they're in, the frame of mind that they're in, there's a lot of things. And so you may say something to someone. It could be you were kidding with them or joking with them, and I do that a lot. This is how I know. You know, I kid with people, and if they're not in a good mood, then they're mad at me, and I don't understand why. And I say, well, what's the problem? Well, don't you remember when you said this to me? And no, I don't remember, but I know that I didn't say it in a negative way. So we really need to learn to release and let go of different things that are going on, because you know what? With the way the world is going and things are going in the world, the little petty stuff isn't important. We need to let it go. Otherwise, we take that on as baggage at a soul level, and it holds us down from growing spiritually and not being able to get to that ascended master vibration.
That is so true. That's right, because the world is just spinning, 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 spinning. Let's talk about a little bit more about the Ascended Master. What it actually, I mentioned that a little bit in the introduction, but maybe we can delve into that a little bit more in case people have been following along and they're still trying to grasp what the concept is and what does it mean to be an Ascended Master, how you can actually become one, and how does one become an Ascended Master, and do you guide people and help people to recognize an ability to become an Ascended Master? How does that, sort of like in layman terms, for somebody listening saying, okay, I'm loving this conversation and the series, but I'm still trying to figure out what it means and the importance of it all?
Okay, well, again, we talk about soul purpose, soul mission, soul plan, soul contract, soul blueprint. And basically, the soul purpose is the same for every single human being on the planet, and that is to become an ascended master and no longer have to have a physical lifetime on Earth. So what we're doing with that purpose is, as each of us as humans raise our vibrational level, that's helping the planet to move up. So just in this lifetime, when I was born in this lifetime, the planet was in the third level of vibration. And that's where we were stuck since planet was created. And just recently it went and it up to the fourth dimension, is anchored fully in the fourth dimension, and it's moving up into the fifth dimension. The fifth dimension is the ascended master vibration. It's the kindergarten level of ascended master vibration. So once you get into that level, life becomes really good. You don't have the struggles. You don't have the pettiness like you had in the lower vibrations. So the purpose for every soul is to get into that ascended master vibration. The mission, the contract, the plan, and the blueprint, those are all one and the same. It's just, you know, whether you call it a blueprint or a plan or whatever, it's all one and the same. But that's individual to each individual human. So I came in with my mission was to go, I had three major life lessons. The first one was jealousy. The second one was forgiveness, and the third one was unconditional love. So by going through those lessons and raising my vibration, it catapulted me into the Ascended Master vibration, because that unconditional love is one of the hardest lessons for humans to learn, and that's just a matter of loving everyone the way God loves us. So God doesn't look at us that, you know, we're evil or we're bad or, you know, we've sinned or whatever. As far as God is concerned, sin doesn't exist. Human created that word. But anyway, so what we need to do is to get our vibration up there, and it's just a matter of, if you get involved with a challenge or a situation that's negative and it doesn't make you feel good, you need to do something different that does make you feel good on an inner level, at the soul level. So the purpose and the mission are different, but our own individual mission helps us to grow to a higher vibration, and that gets us closer to our purpose. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but
it does. Yeah, it does. And how hard is it for people to find out what their purpose is and then appreciate what their purpose is, and then sort of once they figure that out, then use it in a positive way and live it to its fullest, their life's purpose?
Well, it's funny, because when you're living your life mission, you're happy. You would do whatever you're doing even if there wasn't a paycheck attached to it. So if people are going to work every day, they hate it, they dread it, but they need the paycheck in order to pay their rent or their mortgage or, you know, their household bills and things like that, but they dread every minute of it. They really need to think about either changing careers or jobs or doing something in their part-time as a hobby, or develop a talent that will, something that will pacify their soul, because the soul can't be unhappy all the time. Because what people don't understand is, if the soul is unhappy on a regular basis and the soul sees that there's no possibility of change, circumstances are set up for death. And I know that doesn't sound good, but that's the way the plan works.
It is, isn't
it? Yeah, I threw a bombshell on it.
Yeah, yeah. It's, well, I mean, and every day is different, right? You have to, I mean, can your life's purpose change based on circumstance, or is it that once you find out what your life's purpose is, that's what it is? Can it be altered, tweaked, changed, and evolved with time and as we grow and as we acquire wisdom and live life? Does it change, or is it locked in, like you say, predestined before the physical body is even created? How much of it is solid, locked in, and how much of it, if at all, is it? Does it? Can it evolve with the living of life and its experiences?
Okay. Well, yes, it can be changed.
However, I threw a loaded one at you.
Thank you. Well, you get to a complicated one. I've got the answer, but it's complicated. Okay, so the higher self is the God part of us on the other side, and it has our contract, and it is, you know, so in other words, say like at age 30, you decided at age 30 you want to have this experience. So we don't know that. We don't have that document that says that we're supposed to do a certain thing at age 30, but the higher self has it. So the higher self, I call the higher self our boss, because it until we're at a high enough vibration to connect with it directly, the higher self works through the soul, and the soul is just a small fragment of the higher self that's in the physical body having the experience. So the higher self connects with our soul energy in the physical body, so we get images, either visual images or intuitive messages, and that guides us to where we need to be. I didn't do well under those circumstances, but once I was able to connect with my higher self and get direction, so I talk with my higher self like I'm talking to you, so there's no possibility of misunderstanding. So when I realized I needed to write 6 books, I thought every time I came up with something that I was supposed to do that was in my plan, my first thought was, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. But when I sat down and got working with it, connected with my angelic guidance, and it became very easy, extremely easy, especially the writing of the books, because I've just recently learned that I was a scribe in many, many lifetimes preparing for this lifetime to write these books. So as far as changing, we can ask our higher self, because it has our plan, if it's possible to make a change. I didn't know that I put loneliness and old age in my plan, but I did. And my higher self said, could we please have your permission to change that? Because you don't need to go through loneliness. It's not something you need to experience. Well, now that I'm down here, who wants to experience loneliness? So I allowed them to change that for me. But I also, in my plan, I put 89 to 100 years of life, and I thought, gee, 100, I don't know if I want to go that. So I kind of have an agreement with my higher self that if I complete everything I'm here to do, maybe I could go by 95. So, yes, we can have changes made, but we need to connect with our higher self and ask. And if it's appropriate, it will be granted. Does that cover your question?
It does. And how much of it is it, how much is it trying to get something done or things done or live our life's purpose to the fullest by a certain date? I mean, we all have situations in life where, sometimes we think we have all the time in the world, and then we're given a diagnosis or something happens and we haven't figured things out yet. We haven't figured out, quote unquote, the meaning of life or our life's purpose or why we're here, our journey. How do you speak to people who go through situations like that where they don't have, they're not going to get to 95. Things will happen earlier.
Because there's windows of opportunity that are planted in our soul plan, because the soul makes the final decision when we exit. So even though I have the 89 to 100 years, I could go sooner if I complete everything that's within my plan. I could ask to be relieved of life earlier. This is why suicide is not an option, because you have the power to be able to ask, and then your council will decide whether or not it's going to benefit you to be on Earth and continue helping others here, or if it would be beneficial for you to be on the other side. I was working, and he was he was my mentor, Dr. Joshua David Stone. Now, he was way beyond ascended master vibration. He was at the point where he did not need to drink water or eat food. He took in everything his body needed through the breath. So when he would hold a meeting and he would, at lunchtime or any mealtime, he would go up to his room and meditate and leave the rest of us eating our hamburgers or sandwiches or whatever we had. So he was at a very high vibration. My guides told me not to even think about that, because I could die if I tried to go without eating or drinking water, because I'm not at a high enough vibration to be able to get to that point. And I love food too much anyway, so I don't think I'd enjoy that. But anyway, it's... Our life is strange, because when someone contracts, like even with animals, I have a friend who lost his dog, but immediately he went to a rescue center and he got another dog, and the soul in the new dog was the exact same soul as the dog that had passed away. And what happened was, the dog that passed away, his body got run down and he got hit by a car a couple of times and his body just got beat up, so that it was time for him to go. But he hadn't completed his mission with his master, so to speak, and he came back. But when I saw this dog, it looked exactly like the older one that had passed, had all the mannerisms, everything. It was the same dog. Only the soul was the same as the one that passed. So with humans, we have that same right. So in other words, we could come, if we got a disease and we pass sooner before we finished our mission, we can come in as a walk-in. But that is done by contract.
Right. So. Absolutely. You love this work, don't you? What?
Oh, in terms of you, yes, I do.
Tell us, what have you learned about yourself through the work that you're doing with others? Because sometimes we do things for and with others, and they're a reflection of ourselves, and we learn things. Like, I ask questions as a host, as an interviewer, many different, you know, hats that I wear. And a lot of times I ask questions because I want the people that are listening, or if it's television, watching, what have you, to learn and maybe find benefit in their own lives, and maybe it'll motivate and inspire them through the conversation. But I also love asking questions because I'm learning myself, and sometimes I get the answers to questions I have as a human being on the planet, participating in life as well. So you as well, working with people and experiencing these different things with people, what are some things that you've learned about yourself through all of the incredible work you do at Angel Connections? I'm sure there's been some things that have been beyond the typical aha moment that have enriched your own life through the work that you do.
Well, I like you. You know, you ask people questions, but when I got into this work originally, I was asking spirit because I had, you know, the traditional religious, you know, some of the things that they were saying and they expected us to believe, I just wasn't comfortable with it, but I think it was my soul guiding me. So I started asking questions, and of course there's a saying that, you know, if you have someone in your life and either you have a really good relationship or, you know, you really can't stand them, you need to look at them because they're reflecting a mirror back to you of you. And that was true when I was in my lower vibrations, but as I've ascended into a higher vibration and I'm working with people who are still struggling with the challenges of life, I can see that I was there, and I wish I could convince them that they're going to be so much better if they can get out of that vibration and step into the higher vibration. And the only thing they have to do that is to let go of all the negative petty stuff that's going on in their life. It's not important. So I've been able to recognize that. But I've had a lot of people I've had contact with that I've either have a soul contract with that I had no clue that I had a contract with, or I had karma to deal with that I didn't know that I had. An example of karma, there was I was doing a retreat at a spiritual center in my local area, Kripalu, and it was because it was a spiritual retreat, you sat on pillows or cushions on the floor or back jacks. So in my ad, I made sure everybody knew they had to dress comfortably, very casual, very comfortable. And everybody did, including me. And this one woman came in high heels, nylons, three-piece business suit with a skirt instead of the slacks. And she, I don't know why, but I knew she didn't like me. And when the retreat was over, I had people fill out evaluation forms about the content of what I was presenting. I didn't ask them to critique me, but the content, if they wanted more or if I went too much on them. So anyway, I told them they didn't have to fill they could fill it out, but they didn't have to put their name if they didn't want to. Well, everybody put their name except this one lady. She did not give me one comment about how she liked the content of the retreat. She didn't like my hair. She didn't like the sound of my voice. She didn't like the way I was dressed. She thought as a leader I should have been more professionally dressed. She ripped me up one side and down the other, and I thought, oh, my God. So I got home, and I meditated, and I said, this is why it's good. You can get answers, you know. So I reached out to my higher self, and I said, what did I ever do to this woman? It was my first time ever meeting her. And they said, she thinks you stole her husband in a past life. And I thought, oh. And I said, so, you know, I was married at the time, and I said to my husband, this lady, she was really nasty to me. But I said, she thinks I stole her husband. I don't know if it was you or not, but I'm going to give you back to her. And he said, no, thank you. But yeah. Anyway, but in order to balance that out, what's Earth did. Now, I knew, she didn't know that I knew she wrote the negative evaluation. So she called me 2 days later, and she wanted me to do a reading for her. I didn't want to do it because she didn't like the sound of my voice, so I was busy. I said, I'll meditate, and I'll get your information, but I don't have time now, and I'll give you a call. Well, it turned out it was eight and a half by 11 pages, solid typing of messages from Spirit for her. So
yeah.
I called her and I said, well, I did have time to meditate, but you've got a long message. Give me your address and I will mail it to you. She said, no, no, read it. I said, it's eight and a half by 11 pages. I can't read it to you. She said, no, no, read it to me. And again, can you imagine how nervous
yeah.
I was reading it when she didn't like
yeah.
the sound of my voice? And anyway, but my doing that reading for her, and I didn't charge her. I figured, okay, you know, if I owe her, I'm not going to charge her for the reading. So, but that balanced out the karma that I had with her. So this is why I'm passionate about what I do, because you get answers. You don't have to get, I could have gotten mad at her. I could have sent her back negative energy that she was sending to me. But then that just, it doesn't stop. So I decided that if I found out what the problem was, I could rectify it, and I did. So,
yeah,
so that's
yeah.
one thing. I can tell when it's karma, and I can tell when it's a good contract.
Right, exactly. And that takes time. That takes experience to be able to recognize all of that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, you know, once you get up there, you get that intuitive feeling that, you know, okay, there's something wrong here. And, again, my husband said that I was crazy. I needed to see a psychiatrist because I was talking to people who weren't there. But he was very intuitive, and he was a channel too, but he just didn't do it consciously, because he would say things to me. He'd give me messages from Spirit, but it was his advice he was giving me. And I learned to be able to tell when it was him and his ego telling me something and when it was Spirit talking through him. And it was just the tone of his voice.
Mm, yeah.
So the people around us help.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really, really cool. That's very, very special, isn't it?
Well, for me, it's special. I love it because it's a talent that, you know, because, like I said, I remember when I struggled so with life, you know, and everything was a problem and everything was a big deal that, you know, it went on for, you know, months or years, you know, with being negative about something. And so I like being able to, if I have a negative situation, be able to deal with it and get rid of it a lot quicker. But everybody has the same ability. I'm not special.
They do.
I'm special,
yeah.
Yes, but everybody's special. So everybody has the ability.
Yeah.
They just have to decide if they want to use it.
And that's where you come in, to be able to guide them and to show them how they can really tap into it, to recognize it, appreciate it, and then live with it and share it and embrace it. And it's really amazing. We're talking with Barbara Hardy. She's the founder of Angel Connections. Please visit her website. I think you'll find it a wonderful resource. She's here to help. She's here to guide. It's angelconnections.com. Well, our show has wrapped up. I can't believe it. Another fast-moving broadcast with you, as always, Barbara, but an enriching and enlightening one. You'll be back next week, same time, on the 25th
yes.
of September at 4 p.m. Eastern. And I look forward to it. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure, and it did go by fast.
It sure did. Enjoy your day, and everybody, thank you for listening as well. I'm Jim Masters, your host. We appreciate your tuning in today to CUTV News Radio. For all of us here, have a spectacular day. Stay tuned. More great
You've
shows
been listening
coming up.
To CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.